works in a shop. He works in a shop in, for part time. And one of the shareholder of this company used to visit his shop. And this brother, sometimes, you know, that man sometimes comes and speak to this brother, the brother who works in part time in the shop. And this guy used to degrade Sheikh Salih Fauzan, speak against and make the degrade of Sheikh Salih Fauzan. And also, this guy says that any ruler who don't judge upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, that then we don't consider that he is a ruler. In such cases, the brother is asking that, is it possible or it's allowed for us to debate with such a man, to guide him or to tell him, just to, because if you start to speak to this man, he will start debating. And what in Sharia considers to how to be in,
to debate,
to debate this type of people, barakallahu fikum. Okay.
Fadal. Okay. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam ala rasulullah, ma ba'd. These type of situations, okay, you got to see the individual, okay? For example, I'm not talking about this issue, I'm talking about generally. For example, if I was to sit down with my uncle or my brother or my father or something like that, and I know that he doesn't know anything about anything, yeah? But I know in a slowly good way I can win him over, okay? Here it's not a problem. Here it's not a problem. But if you know that person is just going to make debate, he's going to argue, he's going to shout, he's going to say bad, horrible things, he might even make you get angry at him. Yeah? Yeah? Because we feel anger when anybody goes against the Sharia. Yeah? He might bring out the worst in you, so you degrade yourself. Then no, you keep away from these people. You understand what I'm saying? Yani, if you feel that, yeah, alhamdulillah, this person, he's talking, but he's doing it in not a bad way. He's like, you know, jahil, but, you know, he's not in a horrible way, you know. He's maybe got some shubha, but he's not yani foul, saying bad words, yeah? He's just asking from a point of view of evidence, maybe. But if he's saying horrible things, bad things, and you know that you can't win him over, then do not debate with him. Keep away from him. Why? Because he could give you, put that shubha in you, put that doubt in you. You just say to him nicely, Jazakallah khair, maybe, you know, this discussion you were having, it's above my level. Maybe you should speak to another brother. You know, I know a good brother, you can discuss it with him. You know, he may be able to answer your question. You know, leave him in a nice way. Leave him in a nice way. So he can't argue with you. Because you say, sorry, it's just way above my level. Rather than combating him, sorry, you know, sorry, you're more knowledgeable than me, I don't understand this issue. You go, yani, go speak to somebody else, yani, speak to an alim or something, student of knowledge, okay? So here, you try to keep away. If you find that this person is really bugging you all the time, it keeps coming back to you, keep coming back to you, keep bugging you, it's not leaving you alone. And you've tried, you've given him a book maybe, sometimes it works like that. Some da'wah, it's not necessarily that you talk to the person, not necessary. Sometimes just giving them a book or an audio or something. Different. Everybody's different. Okay? But if you find that this person always coming back and he wants to break you, okay? Then find another job. Find another job. You know, inshallah, Allah will make a way out for you. Right? Okay? Allah will make a way out for you. We should never give up hope, because we know whoever fears Allah, Azza wa Jal makes a way out for him where he doesn't even know. And Yazukum min haythu la yahtasib. And Allah will give him rizq from where he doesn't even know. And and there's a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, whoever leaves something for Allah's sake, Allah replaces it with something even greater. Yeah? Beautiful hadith actually. This hadith really knocks it home. Ayah is sufficient, okay? The ayah in the Quran, because we see it in people's houses. Allah, whoever fears Allah, Allah makes a way out for him. Okay? We see it, nice ayat and everything. And this hadith knocks it home. Yani. Yeah? Whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah gives him something greater in his place. Better in its place. So that's a beautiful hadith. So if this person, it depends upon the individual. But debating is something that we don't get into. Yeah? Debating. Sheikh Rabi, hafidhullah, he said, Don't think that when we say don't debate, because the scholars, their advice, don't debate. He said it doesn't mean that we don't give dawah. He said debating, yeah, munadhara, debating, has its rules and regulations. It's separate, okay? And giving dawah is separate. For example, when Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, when the Khawarij, the people, the extremes, they broke away from Ali radhiyallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, the great mufassir of Quran, he said, I will go to debate with these people. And Ali radhiyallahu anhu was worried that they might kill him, and he said, no, they won't kill me, you know. But Ali radhiyallahu anhu allowed Ibn Abbas to go. Imagine, because Ali radhiyallahu anhu is the ruler. Ibn Abbas didn't take it upon himself to go. Ali radhiyallahu anhu allowed him to go debate those people. And when he debated them, he tore apart their argument. They couldn't respond. It's a beautiful thing. I don't know if you've read it. If you try to read the debate of Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu with the Khawarij, okay, beautiful debate. He tears them apart. And you know the secret, with the best thing that he tore them apart. He said, "You don't have any of the Sahaba amongst you." Imagine at the time of Ali radhiyallahu anhu, Sahaba were there. The Khawarij break away. I think it was about 2,000 or something people. They broke away. I forgot the number. They broke away from Ali radhiyallahu anhu's rule. So when Ibn Abbas went to speak to them, you don't have a single companion amongst you. Single companion. Look at that argument. So what are you upon? If the Sahaba on this side, you're on that side, you're completely lost. The Sahaba on this side, you're on that side, completely lost. So the debate is a very beautiful debate to read, okay? But like Shaykh Rabi Hafizullah said, debating is one thing, munadhara, and da'wah is something else. Okay, so we don't give up giving da'wah. We give da'wah, teaching people, telling people, advising people, helping people, give them a book, give them a tape, a smile, anything, you know? And that could be your da'wah. When somebody sees you smile, they go, oh, guy with the beard is smiling, oh, that's strange. Because the media has filled these people's minds, wallah. You know, everybody has these big satellite dishes and internet and everything. The media is putting in their minds, religious people are all terrorists. Don't go to religious people, they're all getting ready to go to Syria and Iraq. They're suicide bombers. No. And their minds are filling with this. Why? Because they sit there watching the televisions and not thinking. Okay? So we have to now try harder with the people. Try harder with the people to give them da'wah. Yeah? And so there's a difference between da'wah and munadhara. So in this situation, do not debate with this type of person. Allah knows best. Wallahu a'lam.
There are some big issues.
Leave it to the scholars then.
Yeah.